Great Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you for once again sharing your morning with me as we start our day off reading God's Word. Today we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 28. And this is the concluding chapter of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. And the Apostle Paul describes the day of the Lord and cites ways in which believers should be prepared. He also provides final instructions on how believers are to live in the meantime, and that kind of includes us today. Again, God's saving word for us this week is encouragement. Doesn't cost you a nickel to speak a word of encouragement to somebody, and you just don't know how God may use that to touch somebody's life. Okay, so let's begin reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Beginning at verse 1. There's no need to write to you, friends, about the times and occasions when these things will happen. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come as a thief comes at night. When people say everything is quiet and safe, then suddenly destruction will hit them. It will come as suddenly as the pains that come upon a woman in labor, and people will not escape. But you, friends, are not in the darkness, and the day should not take you by surprise like a thief. All of you are people who belong to the light, who belong to the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then we should not be sleeping like others. We should be awake and sober. It is at night when people sleep. It is at night when they get drunk. But we belong to the day, and we should be sober. We should wear faith and love as a breastplate and our hope of salvation as a helmet. God did not choose us to suffer his anger, but to possess salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us in order that we might live together with him, whether we are alive or dead when he comes. And so encourage one another with these words, just as you are now doing. We beg you, our brothers, to pay proper respect to those who work among you, who guide and instruct you in the Christian life. Treat them with the greatest respect and love because of the work they do. Be at peace among yourself. We urge you, our friends, to warn the idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but at all times make it your aim to do good to one another and to all people. Be joyful always. Pray at all times. Be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants from you in your life in union with Christ Jesus. Do not restrain the Holy Spirit. Do not despise inspired messages. Put all things to the test. Keep which is good and avoid every kind of evil. May God, who gives us peace, make you holy in every way and keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, free from every fault at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you will do it because he is faithful. Pray also for us, friends. Greet all the believers with the kiss of peace. I urge you by the authority of the Lord to read this letter to all of the believers, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, where Paul writes, "Be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants from you in your life in union with Christ Jesus." You know, the disciples themselves, the original 12, were looking for the imminent return of Jesus. They felt that on that day when they saw Jesus ascending up into heaven, that it wouldn't be but maybe a few days, maybe a few weeks, and he would come back for his church. They had no idea of the intervening time that we call the church age, these past 2,000 years. But the return of Jesus is just as imminent now as it was then. And the instructions for our daily living is the same now as it was then. Just keep living for Jesus. and to treat each other, each brother and sister in Christ, with the love that God has put in our hearts. And when we live this selfless way, we will be in the process of literally adding others to the kingdom of God, so that there are even more that God comes back for when he sends Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, help me to be joyful, prayerful, and thankful in all circumstances. Teach me to be holy in every way and keep my whole being, spirit, soul, and body, free from every fault at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, where the Apostle Paul speaks of God's judgment when Christ returns. Until the next time, beloved, may God answer every prayer. You know he will keep every promise. You just keep on holding on by faith till Jesus comes.